I'm the composer of the next three pieces that you'll hear. As you notice, I'm not dead. I'm here with you among the living. And I thought I'd start my comments about, I'm going to speak a little bit about each piece. I thought I'd start my comments about this one with a question, which sounds a little bit like a riddle, but it has no punchline. The question is, what does Sufi poetry, bluegrass music, Pakistani devotional music, funk, and heavy metal guitar solos have in common? And the answer is twofold. One is that all of them share a wild longing. And they're also really, truly modes of behavior and action toward a kind of ecstatic state. And the other thing that they have in common is that they all inspired the piece you're about to hear, which is called Love Dogs. It's not about dogs. We were joking that we should change the title to Must Love Dogs to be about, like, the movie, that rom-com. But the piece is based on a poem by the great Sufi master Jalal ed-Din Rumi, who was a Sufi poet from Persia. And his words go, "Listen to the moan of a dog for its master. That whining is the connection. There are love dogs no one knows the name of. Give your life to become one of them." So, in this piece, I think you will hear wild yearning. And I was trying to put myself in the place of one of those humans that becomes a true love dog, sending that love out into the world in all kinds of ways, treading lightly on the earth, making joyous music with great wild abandon, cultivating peace, caring for people, plants, and animals in quiet ways, and finding and creating sacred places. It's an earthy, physical dance piece, and I was reminded today, even in our very, very troubled and violent times, we can still turn our intentions toward joy.